agora a natureza. É mais alto, mais alto, mais alto.
Business came to a standstill today at the GMB depot when the angry protesters blocked the main entrance of the facility, claiming that they are fed up of being discriminated by the GMB managers. They claimed that only supporters of President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party are receiving free maize seed, food aid, and other items. 65-year-old Esther Mukoi, who was part of the demonstrators, said they used to receive goods being distributed by the GMB when there was a government of national unity. Mukoi claimed that they no longer get anything due to the fact that they are MDCT supporters. Another Mtasa villager, Allen Mutema, claimed that the situation has been worsened by alleged corruption at the GMB depot.
People are demonstrating just because there is rampant corruption here at Mutasa GMB. People are being given inputs on partisan grounds, on political grounds. Most of the people who are benefiting are from ZANU-PF, and yet those from the oppositions, they are not even benefiting anything.
His views were echoed by Samuel Mutimwi, who added that they are staging a peaceful protest to show authorities that everyone needs food aid and other items being distributed by the GMB.
Quite a number of things are happening here. People are given seeds according to political sides. Most ZANU-PF people are benefiting, and those who belong to the MDC are not getting anything. So they've come, maybe there was something that was going to be given, and up to now, nothing has been dished out.
Another protester, Patrick Chitio, said it appeared as if it is now a crime to be a member of the MDC, as all backers of Morgan Tsvangirai's party are being blocked from getting agricultural inputs, maize and other goods at the GMB.
There have been complaints all around this district. From every ward, people are complaining of being segregated on political grounds. Now we decided and coordinated people. We said, everyone who has got a problem, let's come together to the GMB where the inputs are coming from. Then we demonstrate.
Villager Isaac Pangeti further noted that disabled people in the region are also being denied food handouts by the GMB. Pangeti said their absence from political party gatherings is seen by some ruling party supporters as being sympathetic to the MDCT and other opposition parties.
Often the disabled, once they don't normally attend some meetings, so they are regarded as opposition. If you don't attend a meeting called by the ZANU-PF, then you are regarded as opposition. Then they give these inputs to one family. The father gets, he signs for inputs. The mother gets, she signs. The daughter and the sons. One family can get 5 bags instead of sharing them.
Mutasa Central member of the National Assembly, Trevor Sarwaka, explained that the protest was sparked by the continued abuse of local people, especially those linked to the MDC team.
I think this demonstration is a result of the persistent disregard of government policy in terms of distributing any initiatives from the government.
Mutasa District Administrator Tendai Kapenzi refused to comment and referred all questions to Manikaland Provincial Administrator Fungai Mbesa, who was not reachable on his mobile phone. Sarwaka later on Friday held a meeting with GMB senior officials, Kapenzi, the police and ZANU-PF officials, in which they agreed to engage all relevant elected officials when distributing any GMB handouts. Reporting for Studio 7 in DC Mutasa, this is Lloyd Damoyo.